you can describe a success and a challenge that you've experienced in teaching DSJ.
Well, East Bay is a relatively easy place to do it. Because almost everybody in East Bay gets it. Like, the students get it. They've all experienced it. They, like, yearn for a better understanding of what's going on and how to make inroads. Like, I mean, I could tell a lot of stories. This one story was, like, this one guy's brother gets shot in a drive-by because he's wearing the wrong colors. And he comes up to me and talks to me about this, and I'm, like, in tears. And he's like, I just need to understand this sociologically, right? I'm like, okay, that's East Bay students, right? They're trying to figure it out. It's part of their daily life. What's going on here? So they come with a vested interest and really amazing experiences. So it's, in all honesty, it's kind of easy here. It's not where I've been before, where it's been maybe an all-white, relatively privileged group of students who struggle with it a little bit more. This is definitely interesting. I've had students, I think, resist when I'm a little too academic. So, and get pissed. And so I've learned to, I think rightly so, adjust my pedagogy a little bit to be less formally academic, writing research papers, and more project-oriented, so it's more meaningful to them. And I usually give options for people, too, depending on what their needs are. They can do different kinds of either formal papers or whatever it might be. I'd rather have it be meaningful than like, do this stuff. So I've had some, like, you know, people just, I don't know what it is. They just hate writing research paper. Of course, I think it's so fun. So, but, you know. So actually, I don't know what a success would be that students feel like they've learned something. So I hear that a lot. That they make friends in the classroom. It's pretty evident this last quarter was because of the project on the tunnel of oppression, which was tough. But they made really good friends. So it was really amazing. And they even made a video of the whole process of creating the thing. But they resisted me letting, first of all, I said, we're doing this project. I just volunteered us from this, you know, diversity center asked the Center for Sport and Social Justice to be part of it. So my class was volunteered to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we'll do this. I have no idea what I'm getting myself into because I've never been to a tunnel of oppression. I don't even know if I like conceptually what's going on with it. You know, I have all my own issues. But we'll do it. We'll see what happens. And I made sure that it wasn't going to be my agenda for the tunnel of oppression. Well, it really took about 6 weeks for them to actually identify a project that all three students would agree to. And then they had like 2 weeks to pull it off, a week to actually pull everything together. And they were mad and they were frustrated. They wanted to know why I didn't give them more direction. And they were like just fighting me the whole time. But it's theirs. I mean, it's totally theirs. And it was their idea. And they totally pulled it off. The conversation around creating the idea was amazing. You know, but they did like resist not being told what to do. So that's kind of where I find a lot of resistances. Even though it's a really cool student group, it's still, we've socialized all students to wait for us to tell them what they have to do and then do exactly what we tell them to do and then they get an A. So, and it's hard for me not to tell them what to do because I would like to sometimes. But, so it was really hard for me to let go. Even though it's totally in my head, that's what I want them to do is to take ownership. I think in the long run it was beneficial. Like, they really got into it and they could claim ownership as opposed to, yeah, I gotta do this for Beale. Yeah, that kind of thing. So that was tough and, I think, good at the same time. I think my weakness is I've been a bit too booky sometimes. Just like, too, you know, there's a book, read it, kind of. So I'm trying to do a little bit more creative stuff. Where there's some public accountability, some political action directly involved.